In today's gospel, Christ urges us to witness to him even when it is difficult. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs on your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning, everyone. During his time as Premier of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev denounced many of the atrocities of Joseph Stalin. During one public gathering, he criticized the former leader again. And as he was doing it, Khrushchev was interrupted. A heckler in the audience said, "You were one of Stalin's colleagues. Why did you not stop him?" Khrushchev looked at the crowd and yelled, "Who said that?" Well, as you can imagine, you could hear a pin drop and everyone held their breath. After an agonizing silence that followed, Khrushchev replied curtly, "Well, now you know why. Fear can be truly paralyzing." This Sunday's gospel from Matthew picks up right after the commissioning of the 12 apostles, where Jesus had warned them, "I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves." That's a dangerous and chilling thought. As we all know, wolves want to hunt sheep and devour them. But Jesus' message is precise. He sends them into battle and tells them that their mission must be categorized by radical fearlessness. He says, "Fear no one," 3 times in this short passage. And he admonishes the disciples to do not be afraid. First, he says, do not be afraid because nothing is concealed that will not be revealed. Nothing is hidden that will not be known. He is telling them that they must preach the truth that he has taught them, the truth that only comes from God. People will reject you and deride you, but the truth will always win out in the end. Jesus tells his disciples to be boldly fearless and proclaim the kingdom of God. Then he says, fear is useless, and goes further. If you want to be afraid of something, I'll tell you what to fear. Fear the destruction of the body and soul in Gehenna. If you want to fear something, be afraid of that. Now, located in the south of Jerusalem, Gehenna was a terrifying place where in ancient times people were sacrificed to pagan gods, and it was thought to be haunted and accursed. At the time of Jesus, it was where trash was dumped and burned, and the smoldering refuge could be seen from miles away. Gehenna was a place of death and decay, and Jesus used this place, familiar to all the Jews, to symbolize the eternal separation between them and God. Jesus is telling them to do not fear men. Don't fear the sufferings of this world. Fear only to be separated from the love and the truth of God. But finally, Jesus ends with a word of compassion and encouragement. He says, do not be afraid. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowing. This is an incredible image. In first century Palestine, sparrows were the food of the extremely poor. Two sparrows could be purchased for the modern day equivalent of 2 cents. And yet, Jesus is telling them that these tiny little birds, worthless in the eyes of people, are constantly in the mind of God, whether they're soaring in the sky or falling to the earth. If God loves us, if God loves them that are considered worthless, just think how more he loves you and me, who's made in his image and likeness. Even God knows the number of hairs on your head. How many of us know the number of hairs on our head? Jesus tells us that that he knows more about you than you know about yourself. And he's so consumed about thinking about us that we can't even imagine that. So fear nothing. When St. Maximilian Kolbe stepped forward in the Nazi death camps at Auschwitz to die in place of another prisoner, witnesses said he was absolutely fearless, so fearless that it rattled the Nazi guards and they were trembling the entire way when they took him away. Our lives must be categorized by this same fearlessness, same radical trust, by this bold proclamation of the truth. Far too often, we allow ourselves to be suffocated and paralyzed by fear. And the world offers us all kinds of things to be fearful of. Indeed, in the last few years, between the COVID-19 pandemic, infecting and killing millions, the current war in the Ukraine, and recent mass shootings, there's plenty to be fearful of. Every moment of every day, the world offers us something to fear, something to paralyze us. And yet, the message of Jesus and the constant proclamation of the church has never wavered. Do not be afraid. It's the most frequently repeated phrase in the Bible. We see it 365 times. Do not be afraid. When newly elected Pope John Paul II stepped on the ambo at the Sistine Chapel to deliver his first homily as a pope, the first words he said were, "Do not be afraid." Pope Francis, who celebrated Easter Vigil Mass in an empty St. Peter's Basilica during the COVID pandemic, urged those watching on live stream, "Do not be afraid." Friends, no matter your situation, no matter what you're going through today, no matter what your struggle is, no matter what your past was, if you love God and you live his truth, then do not be afraid. May God bless you.